6 days in November kicks off today with performances and exhibits all across Winston-Salem, among them the Winston-Salem Light Project, a multimedia public art presentation that uses prominent landmarks as the canvas. This year, for 6 days, Winston-Salem Square Park will come alive with large inflatables that will be animated with projections and state-of-the-art lighting. The Luminotus display begins at 7 o'clock tonight in Winston Square downtown. The University of North Carolina School of the Arts director of the lighting program, Norman Coates, stopped by for a preview of some of the amazing student contributions. One of them is by Scout Howe, a fourth-year lighting designer at UNCSA.
She started looking again at the Field of Wheat, Van Gogh, and Scout decided that she was going to explore that painting and try and make it so that you could walk into that painting and find ways to make the public engage. You'll be able to see it on the exterior of the inflatable, but then you'll be able to walk in the inflatable and watch the painting being created and stand back. Depending upon your perspective, you may only see a piece of it. You may see all of it, which in some ways is how Van Gogh was seeing it as he was doing it. You were painting a piece at a time. But her exploration of it is wonderful, and watching her dissect the paintings now to try and create layers of the painting and the portions of the painting. And then we've also expanded it because it started out with the Fields of Wheat. And, of course, now she's exploring multiple paintings. So it'll be filled with the projections, and it'll also be filled with a lot of LED lights. We're going to warm up that whole space. The trees are going to be lit. The general area will be lit. The inflatables will be lit with projection as well as with LED light. So the students are working on these multiple planes.
Norman, Connor Mack Smith has an interesting take here, really relating to the environment in which the thing is set, and this the dynamic urban environment, but using silhouettes, which is interesting to me. The use of shadow?
Yeah, use of shadow, which, you know, he started down that path. And what's really interesting with Mack's work is that he went into the theater, put up a green screen, and filmed a dancer. So he's creating a whole group of silhouettes based upon a dancer's work. Of course, he's a New York City kid, and that idea of shadows in the city and all they mean. And he's trying to explore them in a lot of ways. And we had this great conversation about when I was living in New York, there were a lot of people who were doing sort of shadow art where you'd walk down the street and you'd pass by a little alleyway. And in the alleyway would be painted a silhouette of a person standing or leaning against the wall. And if you didn't know it was there, it would make you jump. But he moved on and looked at that idea of how you perceive your world in shadow when you're in a city. You know, when we teach lighting design, you know, I tell them over and over again, and Max Reinhardt, great stage producer, said that shadow is as important as light.
Just like Miles Davis and the use of silence.
Silence, exactly the same thing. It's that negative space. And negative space helps us create the positive space around us. And so if a viewer or audience member stands in the line of the projection, they can create a silhouette. So you could have somebody on the inside and on the outside playing a silhouette matching game or working with the silhouette. So you could get multiple real active live shadows of viewers and the shadow that's being projected by the image interplaying while you're inside watching all this.
University of North Carolina School of the Arts director of the lighting program, Norman Coates. The Winston-Salem Light Project 2012 presents Luminotus in Winston-Salem Square Park beginning tonight at 7 o'clock. It'll mark the beginning of 6 days in November with dozens of exhibits, concerts, dance performances, culinary events, and more going on all across the city through the 18th. You'll find links to the complete calendar at wfdd.org. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.